Blog Talk Radio.
And the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving-Schenck, and I am the host of this show. Joining me tonight are Sheila Trouble the Dog Duncan and Mary Graceful Lady McManus, poet extraordinaire. Both Sheila and Mary have their own fundraising projects, which they will tell us about, as well as Mary calls it, we're going to have a love fest. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. Joining me now are Mary and Sheila. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening,
Kate.
How are you both?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, this is fun, isn't it?
This is amazing. This is so amazing for all of us to be together. Thank you so much, Kate, for having us on the show.
And it's been totally my pleasure because I can look forward to it and know that it will be just one of those wonderful, relaxing, and joyful experiences. So thank you for coming on the show. So what have you, do you guys see each other a lot, or are you pretty much, on the internet together?
I would say it's more internet, wouldn't you, Mary? Not that we don't have a lunch coming up in the very near future, I hope.
I do, too. Yes, we actually, how we met is that we found each other on Facebook, and we both were interviewed on Magic 106.7's Exceptional Women Show, mm-hmm. and Sheila posted a gratitude to the producer of the show, and that's what drew me to her. And then mm-hmm. I saw Trouble, and I just sort of fell in love, and Sheila and I both said we have to meet. So we had lunch together, and we will have another lunch together, but we're mainly, we're about what, Sheila, an hour and a half away from each other,
yes,
an hour?
Yes, yeah.
Well, tell our audience about who Trouble the dog is, because that may be something that not everybody knows about yet.
Trouble. And I want to know too. Once I tell you about Trouble, I definitely want to know how Ulysses is doing. So
okay,
I want to hear
go,
it right
you
from
go
your
first.
Lips.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, Trouble was designed by my niece. My niece Kendra, when she was 12, had lost her dad. And her grandmother, her nanny, who was my mother, and then her best friend, who was my golden retriever, Irish, all to cancer within about a year. And one night, purely by mistake, because, you know, this little girl had had enough of cancer, I had the St. Jude telethon on while she was at my home. And she was glued to the TV, and she watched, and then she flung herself on the floor and started to draw on my coffee table on a piece of paper, and she drew a little dog, and she decided that his name would be Trouble, and he would help children who were sick. She came up with a slogan, we both did, Trouble says be tough, and then we came up with another slogan that says, when trouble comes, you're never alone, and also, where there's trouble, there's hope. So it has morphed. This dog definitely, as you know, Kate, has a little spirit going on, very much
yes.
Divinely inspired. And he has morphed into so many different avenues, helping so many different people. It even amazes me on a daily basis. I mean, he's helped children. He's helped children with bullying. He's helped elderly people, people who have lost a spouse. You know, it goes on and on and on. So I'm very proud of Kendra, and I'm very, very grateful to be involved in this whole Trouble mission. That's for sure.
Well, Trouble has taken on a life of his own.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Oh, yeah. I like to say
Go ahead, Mary.
Well, Trouble Grace is the spot where our beloved Alex the Cat Dude, who made his transition last summer, Trouble now has taken on his spot on top of the sofa looking out at the window.
Yeah.
And when we come home, I mean, we really feel his spirit greeting us. I know some of the listeners may say, okay, ladies, that's a little crazy. He's a stuffed animal. But I got to tell you, have to experience Trouble in order to know what we're talking about here. And he just brings such warmth and love. And when I pull up and I see him in the window, I really feel Alex's presence. And I just feel this connection to love.
Right. Right. Yep. There's definitely something going on that's much bigger than either Kendra or myself. And that's a fact. So.
Isn't there a, the latest adventure taking Trouble to injured and vets in Washington, D.C.
Yes, and you know, it was interesting. The reason that I got involved is that a very close friend of mine's dad had been a vet, you know, back in World War II, and he had an awful, awful injury this summer. And at the same time, a friend of hers nephew was injured horrifically in Afghanistan. And so she decided that she wanted to raise money to donate Trouble to injured soldiers, you know, to honor her father and also to help these guys. And initially, you know, she knew how Trouble worked. I knew how Trouble worked. But initially, you know, a couple of people questioned us, you know, why would you possibly bring a stuffed animal, you know, to a 22-year-old injured soldier? And I'll tell you, we were down there, we raised enough money to deliver 200 dogs and 200, or 150, I guess, Trouble medallions to the soldiers. And the reaction that we got was so phenomenal that we're going to keep going with it. These guys were so grateful. They could feel the spirit of Trouble. They embraced it. And one of the soldiers, who, of course, wants to remain nameless, he would kill me if he knew I was saying this, sleeps with Trouble. This is just one that I know of, flat on his chest every single night. So.
See, I find that story to be somehow the most indicative of how Trouble is magical, because if these young men can grasp this concept,
yeah,
I think any one of us can.
I think so. And, you know, there was honestly, as a matter of fact, one of the guys that we were honoring down there, his aunt said to me, you know, I've got to tell you that I feel a little awkward about this. I don't know what type of reception we're going to get. And I said, well, you know what, just give it some time. And she, as a matter of fact, there's a wonderful article that was written. And she expressed her concern, and she was into it for about a half an hour, and she said, I don't know why I had a second thought in my head. I mean, it was so healing, and, you know, we gave them out to soldiers, we gave them out to their children, excuse me, their wives, their parents, and he's a real coping mechanism, you know?
Well, the way it works with Ulysses, as you know, and maybe some of our listeners don't know, Ulysses almost died in over the winter months and of cancer. But on the other hand, we did all kinds of different things, including bring Trouble into his life, and he slept with Trouble. I took a lot of pictures of him with Trouble. What is the website? Trouble.
It's troublethedog.net.
Yes, and you'll see Ulysses with, he's a golden retriever. He was sick at the time those pictures were taken, but there was something so comforting about having trouble with him, and he miraculously survived this illness. I mean, it was a miraculous occurrence because he was on death's door, and the tumor was inoperable for quite some time, and finally he got strong again, and the tumor had walled itself off and started to get gangrenous, which meant that it was what this force within the tumor was trying to kill it off. But there was only a window of opportunity because it wasn't going to go away on its own, because gangrene is deadly in the end. So we had the vet was able to remove it, and also it was in the penis. So we removed his penis. He removed the tumor, which was completely encapsulated, and he rerouted the whole urinary tract system. And another thing is, within 2 days, his bleeding stopped. And, within 4 days, he was bounding around like a puppy.
Oh,
he
isn't
really
that...
healed so quickly.
It's amazing.
It is. It really is.
It really is.
You see his pictures now, and he looks like, I'll have to post another one up on the prayer blog. But he's the happiest little guy that ever lived. I mean, and we took him back to the vets today for a few shots, and my vet's name is Frank, and Frank was leaning over saying, "Oh, you Lizzie's, you're just an amazing dog," and you'll see he leaned forward and licked his head.
Isn't that great?
So
sweet.
Well,
you know, I think trouble is really the symbol of something. Well, we're here talking about the collective wisdom, and let me ask, have either of you heard about Tongren healing?
No.
I've heard of it. That's about it, though. But tell us about it.
Well, it really ties into what we're talking about with trouble, and when you tap into the collective unconscious, when you tap into the, you know, that source of love and light, and that pure source that is within trouble, and that trouble has become the embodiment of. Tongren healing, I learned about it from a collaborative medicine working group here at Mass General Hospital. Mm-hmm. And they actually, Tom Tam, who is a master acupuncture healer, is the one who discovered it. And what happened, not discovered, but, you know, whatever you want to call it. What happened was one time one of his patients came in. She had severe sciatica. He didn't have a clean acupuncture needle. So what he did was he drew the anatomical outline of her and the meridians, and he used a non-sterile needle, and when he put it in the drawing, she felt relief.
Wow.
And so this really speaks to distant healing and what can happen when that power is harnessed. And
yes.
I wasn't the focus of the Tongren healing in this setting. They were choosing other people, but despite that fact, I still felt the flushing, I felt the warmth on my face. And this last Sunday, they do them at Spalding Rehab Hospital, and I said to my husband, you know, we're done with his marathon right now, and I said that I really wanted to go to a class, and they have one for neurological diseases. And we went, and this is so amazing because I've been having a lot of back spasms lately. I've been practicing yoga. I've been making a lot of shifts in the way I use my body and my mind-body connection. It's been wonderful, but in the shifts, my body is adjusting. So I've been having these back spasms. So I told them, you know, the different things that I deal with, this, that, the other thing, arthritis, blah, blah, blah. And then what they do is they take a magnetic hammer and they tap on an acupuncture doll, and they call out the different meridians based on whatever your particular blockage is, based on your disease. And as I sat there, I felt my whole back just relax, and I felt channels opening up and whatnot. And it was funny because today I went on a run. I was feeling fabulous. I went on a run. I came back. My back started spasming. And I opened my Tongren healing book, which is just a Q&A about what Tongren is, how it works. I was able to recall the feeling that I felt in the class as they were tapping and calling out, like, the sacrum, C6, C7, go down to the feet. And I felt my back relax. And I think that trouble taps into that same source. It's it's the collective unconscious of healing. And mm-hmm. I really believe that, that trouble is the embodiment of a gift from that same source.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree with you. That's amazing, though, isn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's amazing.
He's like an embodiment of a projected kind of healing that... Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you something. There's definitely a spirit in there. I've just seen it so many times. And Mary doesn't even know this, but well, she knows that we're in the process of putting together a trouble movie, and we're going to use it as a presentation. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got some people that we're going to present it to get them onto up to a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were filming... we have these trouble medallions, you know, and every time a child in the movie would hold a trouble medallion, light would come in and shine on it. And I thought it was me. I thought, oh, God, I'm really losing it. And then I turned to the director's wife. I said, do you see that light? She said, I sure do. So that's why I continue with trouble, and I can never give it up, because he's something that needs to get out there and just help as many people and dogs as he possibly can.
Well, some of the dogs that you rescue for people, that's another thing that I'm very impressed by. The beautiful dogs that you, I don't know how you are connected in that way. You can explain that to us, but... just to explain, there's some people here in the chat room that Sheila has rescued dogs, and some people have certain tragic circumstances, and then the dogs are brought to them, and I think I bet trouble works through all of that too. It's a very miraculous
thing. I think you're right. I got connected through the SPCA of Tennessee. Through trouble, actually, and you know, we were connected by a mutual friend, and the woman who's the president is a powerhouse. Her name is Selena Weissenborn, and you know, we're very much cut from the same cloth, and you know, want to help people and animals, and it is incredible the way. Well, I'll give you an example. I had rescued a dog for a family in Rhode Island about 3 years ago, and tragically, a couple of months ago, she was hit by a truck and killed. The whole family was just devastated, and they were calling me individually, you know, sobbing. And this dog happened to be an Australian Shepherd, you know, the one red that, Kate, that you fell in love with. Not the one that was killed, but the one that I found for them. And I very rarely will come across an Australian Shepherd. And it's a long story, but magically Red popped up, and he is now with this family, and it's like he's always been there. I mean, he's the perfect dog, and he has healed 4 big, fat, cracked hearts down there in Rhode Island, I'll tell you. So it was, he was meant to be, and it happens again and again and again. So
Yeah, and it must be just wonderful to be the receiver and the giver of these beautiful animals. Just total healing animals. I have a person on my on the prayer list who receives the prayers, whose name is Samantha, and she has this beautiful, I have to meet this dog in person, but she did share a picture of her golden retriever, whose name is Gandalf. I love the name. Oh, what a beautiful name. And this dog is a healer. He's 4 years of age, and he has this completely intense look in his eye that you can just see it in the picture. And apparently he's just in love with balls. And what he'll do is he'll place a ball somewhere, and then he'll look at you with this intense eye, like, you know, just throw this ball. And also, when she brings people, she's a healer, and when she brings people to her house, the dog sits there and sometimes guides her hand in a area where the person is in need of healing, and so he helps her to heal also.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Well, you know, it is. And, you know, we've talked about Bernie Siegel.
Yes.
And, Sheila, you're connected with him. I think I connected
yes.
to
yep.
you.
Yes, thanks
to
you, Mary. Mary's been like my trouble. You know, trouble's been an angel to a lot of people, and Mary's been an angel to me, I'll tell you.
Oh, well, yeah, she's to me, too. She is
yes.
an angel. That's
thank
why.
You,
yes, she is. It is the truth.
An earth angel. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And Bernie has, like, he's adopted, you know, like a gazillion animals, and he says that he can tell who is hurting the most in his support group by who the animals will go to.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
You know, and it's so true. It really is. And, you know, we talked a lot about Alex, and actually Kate dedicated a prayer blog to Alex and his wisdom, and they're amazing. And you know, what we're talking about really is just being connected to that source, that source mm-hmm. of love, that source of healing. And I think once your heart is open to that, you know, then you can believe, and then you can feel the magic. And
I think so,
you know,
too.
Yeah, yeah, that exists in from so many sources once we, you know, once we open our heart and our minds and our eyes to see what's there. And I actually gave trouble to Tom's patient partner from Children's Hospital. And then I mm-hmm. said, oh, my God, I can't be without trouble. And I had to order another one. Sheila gave me one as a gift, and then I said, it was so funny when he wasn't here. I
uh-huh.
missed him.
Yeah.
And so I said, no, I got to order one. And Sheila said, why didn't you call me? And I said, well, I didn't even think. I was just on the zone of I've got to get trouble back in my house.
And, you know, I just got, we did a survey, a scientific research survey, that's beginning to indicate that trouble does, in fact, elicit hope, comfort, and joy in all ages of people. Mm-hmm. And I got a survey back the other day that I had given to someone last year, and a little 8-year-old girl filled it out, and she said she loves trouble, but if she found a child that needed one, she would give him away, and then she would have to order another one for herself right away.
Yes.
So,
yes.
The kids really get it, you know? They really get it.
Yes. Our Joan Adams, who used to do the show here with me, has a few of Trouble the Dogs. And
yes.
They are very popular in her family, that's for sure.
Yes, and I'll tell you a story that, to me, punctuates it. A grandmother contacted me, and I ran into her, actually, and she said, are you the trouble girl? And I said, yes. And she said, well, I bought a trouble for my grandson. I think he was 4 years old, four and a half. And she said he would not let anybody touch the dog, play with the dog. It was his dog, and that was just the end of it. And mm-hmm. he had a cousin who lost her father. I think she was older than he was, not much, but... you know, and they didn't talk to him about it particularly, and the little girl was coming, his cousin was coming for the weekend, and she rang the doorbell, and he went to the door, opened the door, and handed trouble to her. This is with no one discussing anything about anything. So,
right.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on, and once we can get this movie out there, excuse me, I feel it's going to give me the leverage that I need to get him where he needs to be, which is universal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree with you. It is a totally universal healing concept.
Yep.
that accentuates to people the fact that healing is everywhere. And
right.
It's not, you know, obviously it's not just with trouble, but it is everywhere, and trouble can help us to find the healing that we need in any given moment to become whole.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, and along the way, I have to tell you that Mary she wrote a wonderful poem for me. I had a birthday this past month, and you want to talk about healing. I mean, this woman's got some healing powers of her own going on there.
Oh,
with these poems. Mm. Yep.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Thank you, Sheila. Thank you. Well, you know, funny story, Kate. I saw it was Trouble's birthday, and I thought that that was Sheila's birthday. And so I wrote this poem, and as it turns out, it was the birthday of Trouble the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so
when is Trouble's birthday?
Trouble's birthday is January 7th. That's when he was created, January 7th, 2006.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, that's when Kendra first flung herself down and drew him. And, you know, she was so adamant. Yep, his name was going to be Trouble. He was going to be gray. He was going to have a red collar. He was going to do this. It was, like, you know, amazing. So anyway, back to Mary.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I wrote the poem and celebrating what I thought was Sheila's birthday, but it was very much focused on Trouble. And so then her birthday was it last week, 2 weeks ago, Sheila?
Yeah, April, yeah.
Happy birthday.
I wrote,
thank you.
Yeah, so I wrote a poem for Sheila then. And, you know, when we talk about sort of tapping into the collective unconscious, the poems that come to me, that came to me from my book, and then the poems that come to me to celebrate people's birthdays, it's so amazing to tap into that source. And it's so incredible because several of my friends, it seems like there are a lot of April birthdays, and I'm sure Sheila Ade, is that her name? The astrologer could probably do a whole bunch of stuff on that.
Oh, Sheila,
that,
yes.
Adet,
maybe we should have her do Trouble the Dog for sure.
Oh, that would be fun.
Let
her do his chart.
Well, wait a minute. What was the time of...
Oh,
it
was in the evening. I would say probably about 7 o'clock in the evening.
And it was...
That's a rough guess.
In Massachusetts, Boston.
Yep.
Anyway, go ahead.
So there are all these April birthdays, and I get my notification on Facebook, plus I keep track of friends' birthdays and whatnot. And it's so amazing how it just flows. And when it does, I am in this total space of joy and peace and gratitude and celebration. And...
Mm-hmm.
I know when I'm doing this that healing is happening in my body on the cellular level because I'm just fueling it with these wonderful feelings. And then when the recipients, you know, they'll say, oh, my God, this is so great. So it just, you know, it's just expanding that. And you know, that's what Trouble does. Trouble expands that. And, Kate, your prayer blog, it's this expansion of the collective unconscious. And that's what's so important to heal ourselves, to heal the world, to find ways that we can fuel that within ourselves and within others. And I'm so grateful for this gift of poetry. I just, it just brings me such incredible joy and peace and all the wonderful things that you talked about being in the present moment on your prayer blog today. That was so powerful, by the way, Kate.
Thank you.
Prayer blog. It just so the listeners know, Kate talked about Eckhart Tolle and a new earth and how this friend of hers had a broken hip and the way that he handled it after reading Eckhart Tolle was just so wonderful for everybody. And I read a new earth and was part of the webinars and whatnot with Oprah, though my computer kept kicking me out and stuff. So I'm glad you mentioned that. But that's beside the point. But you know, nothing can keep us, even being kicked out on the computer, what that speaks to is nothing can keep you away from this. You know, there may be forces that come into play that try and get us off track, but basically it's always coming back to that. And when we do, that's where the magic happens.
Yes. Well, it is in the present moment. If we could learn to live totally in that frame of mind, and I think things like Trouble can help us live in the present moment, and the animals, the beautiful animals in our lives, and just being in nature, I think, is probably one of the most powerful things that anybody can do is just be outside.
I agree.
And stand next to a tree and even put your back to the tree for as long as you are able. And those things are so important to keep in the moment, to heal and to be healed. And
it's an amazing
thing.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's wonderful. And the ocean, too, I think, is very healing.
Oh. Oh, yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yep. I could sit by the ocean. If I had the ability, I'd sit by the ocean for hours, but I'm too busy with trouble. He's keeping me too busy.
Well, you know, Kate, when you talked about the tree, I just had that image of you and Joan a year ago this time, as you pointed out on your prayer blog, of when you two went to, what's the name of the tree, Kate? The angel tree?
It's called the angel oak, yes. It's a famous old oak in the South, in Charleston, South Carolina. Or is that North Carolina? But I believe it's South Carolina, and it's this beautiful, beautiful, huge, huge, the oldest, it certainly is the oldest oak in the world. And you cannot believe the presence of that tree.
Wow.
And I think all trees have, every tree has its own presence. And it's just an amazing feeling to be in the presence of these beings of light that live thousands of years sometimes.
Well,
it's true.
If people don't destroy them, you know.
I did a blog post about my tree. I have this tree outside my window, and beyond it is this, it's called the Little Field, and there are these huge trees that are, you know, mighty and strong and everything. And then there's this little tree outside my window that doesn't even have like a distinctive trunk. It has maybe some bigger branches, but it looks so frail and fragile. And yet, with this winter, you know, I thought, oh, God, there's no way this tree is going to survive this winter. I mean, it was buried. It was just totally down, and it was buried underneath, you know, feet and feet of snow. And yet, here it is. It's back. It's got its little buds and everything. And it's just amazing, and I think it really speaks to, you know, it's such a wonderful metaphor for what we go through, and also how, you know, appearances can really be deceiving, because there can be a lot of strength inside something that looks maybe fragile or doesn't even look like a real tree, but certainly is one of, you know, God's strongest creations. And then I love watching the birds land on the branches. Because it looks like it's just going to, like, the branch is just going to break off, but it just bends. And the bird, you know, they have all these trees to choose from, but they come over here because this tree right here has something really powerful. That speaks to trouble, coming back to trouble again. I mean, you could look at trouble and say, okay, he's a stuffed animal. But then... you look at trouble and you say, he's something special. And Sheila, can you tell the story you told me of when you were outside of a gift shop and you have a friend who's a...
Oh, yes. I have a really dear friend who's an old world psychic. Her family, you know, it's just a gift that's, you know, like a gene that's been passed down in their family for years and years and years. She's Lebanese. And I had trouble on a table at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and I was selling him. And unbeknownst to me, she came in, surprised me to visit. And so I was so busy selling trouble, I didn't have an opportunity to talk to her. So she said, I'm going to go. And so I thought she left. And, you know, people were just coming up to my table in droves. You know, it was like trouble was magnetic, and which happens a lot, but it doesn't always happen. But this particular day, it was unbelievable. So what I didn't realize was she had gone to a balcony and was watching what was going on from above. You know, she could see, look right down on what was happening. So when she left, she said, please call me when you get home. I said, oh, I thought you were gone. No, she said, call me when you get home. So I did, and she said, do you want to know why people are so drawn to trouble? I said, actually, yes, I do. Tell me why, because really, he's, for the listeners who don't know, he's sort of a funny-looking, oddly shaped gray dog with a big butt and a ring around his eye and a big nose. And she said the reason people are so drawn is because Trouble has a soul. Trouble literally has a soul, and people recognize it and they feel it. And and so that's what's going on, that that there's whatever you want to say, the Holy Spirit, a soul, an energy, whatever you want to say, but Trouble has a soul of his own, and that's what's going on. And she's the one that told me. I don't think I could have come up with it at that point, because it was fairly early, in my journey with Trouble. But I actually had someone say to me the other day, the director's wife of this film that we're doing, she said, "Did you design Trouble so his tail would wag when someone holds him?"
Aww.
And he said, "No. We didn't. We also didn't design him so when you pick him up, he throws his paws back and like almost like in a hug pattern." We didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't know what we were doing. See, so we didn't do any of that. So
right.
That's why I say it's much bigger than me or Kendra, definitely. So, and that's why
so many synchronicities there.
Oh yeah, and that's why he needs to get out there in a really big way. So,
Yeah.
So thank you, Mary, for there are so many stories. I forgot that one.
Well, the reason why that stuck out so, in my mind and my heart is because when we were having lunch together, I said, and now had you brought me the book. Did you also bring me Trouble?
Oh, I'm sure I did. Probably.
I think I did. I think you did, too. And as soon as I saw him and I saw the book and I saw the medallion, I said, "Wow, Trouble has a soul." And Sheila went, "Oh!" And that's when she told me the story of what her friend had said. So it was very powerful. And then, and sometimes do you find, like, I'm not even sure how you and Kate and Joan all got connected, but somehow.
It was because
of you. Yes, you did that.
Well, no, I know that, but did I just tell you about Sheila and Trouble?
You said, well, Sheila should be on your radio show and discuss Trouble, okay, the dog, and how Trouble has a soul. And it was just, of course, we love that idea. So that was a very, a lot of people tuned into that show in the archives. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, that it's great. The more people that know, the better, and the more people that we can help, the better. That's what he's all about. He's all about helping people, get through tough times. And I really feel, it's all about timing, and everybody says God's timing's better than our timing, which, no kidding. And I feel that people now are ready for the concept of Trouble. I think before, people would say to me, the episodes should be funny. The episodes, Sheila, it's you. You shouldn't go where you're going. Kids don't understand it. And I said, no, you don't understand it. Kids get it. It's the adults that are having the problem. And now I think that the adults are finally realizing that, kids want to talk about the fact that maybe their mother's ill, or they're being bullied, or, they don't like school, or whatever it is. Trouble will open that door for them. Let them talk.
For people to say that Trouble is a, quote, stuffed animal, and just a stuffed animal, is a perfect example of putting a label onto something and diminishing its power.
Yes. Yes,
it really
is
a perfect example.
Yeah,
or anything
true.
Like that. Yeah,
but it was also a big test for me, because I had some meetings with some people who were very powerful, and they basically told me, Sheila, maybe you want to have some greeting cards made up or whatever, but you really need to think about abandoning this project, because people don't need you. this is something that's never going to fly. And, and of course, that got, you know, my Irish up. And after a sleepless week or so, I've now excuse me, become connected to people who completely believe in the concept, and trouble will fly one way or the other. So there's no doubt, as long as I'm breathing, this dog is going to fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he reminded me of Dumbo the elephant. Remember when we were kids?
Yep.
How Dumbo flew with those ears. Well,
exactly. Yes,
trouble
exactly.
Trouble has ears just like
yep.
Dumbo.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yep, he does. So it will happen, and my feeling is that it's going to happen very soon because, you know, we've got all the pieces of the puzzle together, and so I think you're going to be hearing about trouble in a big way pretty soon. That's my gut feeling anyway.
Well, now, is this movie you're making a full-length movie, or is it more like a short?
It's going to be a short. It's going to be we started out, we were going to do a music video, and it mm-hmm. just morphed into a really, really powerful, it's going to be about 7 minutes and 13 seconds long, and we're going to use it as a presentation piece. And, you know, we've already got people that we want to speak to, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's, time.
You should have Mary on in the movie reading the poem for Trouble on his birthday.
I should, exactly.
Yes, yes.
I would love that.
I know.
I think that's a great idea.
I know, great idea. The only problem is they've already shot it, so, you know, we'll have to do that for the next one. For the next short, we'll have to do that.
Yeah,
because it's a great poem. It's on my website. It's a great poem.
Oh,
well,
it is.
I know one of the things,
Mary,
that I wanted. Yes.
Do you have that? Do either of you have that
poem
readily available that you could read it now?
If you girls talk, I'll find it. Hold on, I'll find it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Wait. Let me see. What's it under? Is it under testimonials?
It's on the website. That's right.
It's on the website. Yes.
Right. Under what?
I think it's under Trouble News.
Okay. Hang on. Let me see.
You know, my computer just came back up.
That's miraculous, too.
Oh, it was miraculous, all right.
Oh,
I
got it.
Do you have it? Okay.
I
have
it.
Can you read it, Mary?
Yeah. Trouble was born January 7th, 2006, and just today we received a beautiful poem by a very talented moi. Thank you, Sheila. To celebrate this upcoming birthday. Dear Sheila, an exceptional woman with a fire in your soul. With heart and with passion, you have an eye on your goal. From tavern to trouble, a remarkable journey indeed. Your mission, compassion, to help those in need. You know life's not easy, that times can be rough, but when trouble comes along, you help teach us be tough. Today is the day we celebrate you, a bright shining spirit despite all you've been through. You live life with purpose, you believe and you care. The proceeds from trouble for great causes you share. I'm so blessed to know you on this day the angels sing. I'm knowing that this birthday will bring the best of everything. When cake is cut and wishes made, in the year ahead you'll see the manifestation of all your dreams, the best is yet to be.
Mm. How wonderful is that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've read it 100 times, and I got goosebumps again when she was reading it.
Me too. Me too.
Great
That's
job,
great.
Mary. Just a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's so much passion and love flowing out of those words.
And so thoughtful. I mean, she went back to, you know, my career as a bar owner. I mean, just wonderful.
I know.
Just fabulous.
She
Thank you again.
Person. Oh,
yeah.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. And then I said to myself, well, I've got to do a poem for her birthday now. But, yeah, I mean, your journey is just, you know, all of our journeys. If you, if the listeners go to our website, you know, go to Sheila's, Kate's Prayer blog and my blog, and it's just amazing where we've all come from.
It's
and
true.
And where we are today in our journey of enlightenment. And, you know, you can't do it alone. You need the love and support. And one of the things that I find that's so important and so powerful in my life is and this is the beauty of Facebook, social media, the internet, is that, you know, when it's done in service of enlightenment and social media for social good, these are the kinds of connections that happen. And they're magical. They are really magical.
It's true.
Yes.
Yes.
I think social media is totally transformative. And the way that you meet people, you know, I knew Trapper Sherwood from the internet and through other social media, and he introduced us, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it just is amazing and wonderful how these connections keep extending themselves. And like you said, the whole purpose of our being on the internet is to transform and to heal, and it has nothing really more to, I mean, of course we want to promote our work and maybe make a little living out of it if we can, but mostly it has, if it, that would be offshoots of what we're doing. It wouldn't be the mm-hmm. prime reason for it. What is it? Do what you love and the money will follow. That's very true.
It is very true.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the funniest thing is, I know this is true for all of us, and also for Tongren Healing, the classes are by donation only. And
wow.
The one at Spalding, I said, where do we leave our donation? And she said, oh, we don't do a donation here. And I said, what? And they found that the money is just coming.
Isn't that wonderful?
I mean, Tom Kim is, it is. And I know that's happening with Trouble and Kate and I in our lives. And the interesting thing is when I was going after the money as the end goal,
mm-hmm.
it didn't work. And
mm-hmm.
then once I got into the joy of it, and once I really started focusing on doing and actually being what I love, and being in the being rather than the doing, and then letting go of all of that,
mm-hmm.
that's when things start, that's when the abundance flows.
Right.
So, you know, if people say, well, you know, I know one of my friends, somebody said, you make a living doing that? And she said, no, I love doing this, and the money comes. You know, and people will say to me, how do you make a living being a poet? And I said, it's total joy, you know, and I don't even address that with, you know, well, how do you make a living? Well, how do you not make a living doing what you love, really, you know, because that's not a living, that's a paying
the
bills. And
it's
the loving and the living, yes.
Right.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Kate, let me ask, I know one of your dreams is to have the prayer blog published. Are there any updates on that and anything in the, I know everything's working toward that goal, but I was just wondering if there are any updates on that.
Yes, I've gotten my first rejection.
Yes!
Well,
that's always exciting, yes.
Don't you give up, because I just heard about a woman the other day. I think she had 62 rejections, and now she's a world-famous author. So you don't you worry about that for a second.
No, I'm not. I thought it was probably a good thing. So I'm just being slow about it. I really want to put consciousness in to it. And then, of course, I get a little confused because there's so many things out there that say don't go to the traditional publishing route and, you know, publish, self-publish. But I think going the traditional publishing route would be helpful. I think the people that you would have on your side would, you know, be cheering you on and giving you good advice about what to do and what not to do. And
mm-hmm.
so in a way, I think I'm doing that right now, and I hope that I can attract what it is that I need and want for the prayer blog.
Exactly.
And basically write the prayers every day. That's basically, they write themselves, and I enjoy the process. So more than anything, if I start thinking about publishing the blog, it takes away from the spontaneity and the joy of doing it. So it's a delicate balance, you know. You have to find the balance.
Mm-hmm. It'll come.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, I remember when I had pitched something to New York Times about doing an article about my journey with polio and post-polio, because End Polio Now campaign is very, very hot. It's in the news.
Yes.
We're close to eradicating it worldwide, and it's a very strong push. And I remember getting the rejection, and I said, oh, my God, somebody at the New York Times knows about me. I mean, I didn't know if the article wasn't even written. It was the fact, oh, my God, Kate, somebody read your prayer blog. I mean, somebody
yes.
in the publishing world, and so it's out there. And, you
yes.
know, the intention, your intention is there, and that's all that matters.
Yes.
You know, the end result doesn't even, sometimes doesn't even matter. But it's that
right,
intentional
right.
energy that's behind it that, you know, you're letting the universe know this is something you'd like to have happen. But most importantly, you know, you're sharing your beautiful prayer blog with us every day. And I know for me, it's my breakfast of champions. it's a great way to fuel my spirit. I mean, it's just for me, it's just as important as eating a good breakfast.
Oh, that's
you
so
know,
sweet. I try to get it out in the morning, but sometimes it, lately we are having computer, we're about to change our whole charting system at the hospital to computers. So there's just this different things that are going on with my schedule at work that kind of prohibit me from writing them in the morning. But I do get them out. That's the important thing.
That's right.
And I'll have
right.
to read today's when we hang up because, as I say, my computer just came up. But I'm looking forward to reading it. I read them every day.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I sent it to you.
Yeah, no, I got it. I just couldn't read. I had no computer until 6 o'clock, so.
Oh, well, I'm glad it came back for you.
Me
That's
too.
Great.
I'm glad my phone came back, too.
Well, we're giving up our landline, by the way. In the interest of simplifying and mm-hmm. sort of downsizing, if you will, or basically simplifying, you know, and I think you and Joan had this discussion on Moon Moo and You, Kate, about you know, there we have, like, right now we have 100 channels and we're paying, what, $150 a month for our phone, our cable, and our internet,
yes.
phone, cable, and
yes.
TV, phone, cable, and internet. And my husband and I, you know, we're looking at our bill and we're saying, we don't watch this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, so what we decided was we're going to get the kind of cable that you just screwed into the back of your TV, so we're getting rid of the cable boxes. We're getting rid of our landline.
Well, we did that. We did that. Yeah, we did that.
Did you?
Great.
Yeah.
We got rid of Comcast because Comcast, in my opinion, is just a conglomerate corporate, you know, it's just, and I don't watch any of those things, like you said. And so are you talking about getting like an app, like a Netflix box, and you can watch
yep.
movies, and you can watch reruns? So that's only like
yeah,
$8 to $10 a month in comparison to the cable bill, which was outrageous.
Exactly, exactly. And we'll keep our internet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's it.
Well,
and
that's a given. We have to keep our internet.
That's right.
it's our umbilical cord. It's a lifeline. Although, you know, you've also talked about and Sheila, I know you've done this, just unplugging. I mean, it's also a balance, and there are times when, you know, you just unplug, and Sheila's not far from the ocean up in beautiful Marblehead, and I'm very close to Castle Island, which is right on the ocean, and it just, you know, and I also, I'm so blessed. I have two reservoirs within walking distance, and
oh,
lots
that's
of,
wonderful.
And then Jamaica Pond, and so we have a lot of wonderful sources of water around here, and of course you, Kate, have your beautiful Conestoga River.
Yes.
It is beautiful,
yes.
too.
It is. Oh, my gosh. It's always different. I've never really seen it to be the same.
Which is fabulous.
Yes.
Yep.
So it's very important to unplug, as you say, and to get away from the internet and the computer and the cell phones and the television and everything else, and just slow down, because those things seem to overtake your senses. And I find sometimes that I'm just going too fast.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't plan to be unplugged today, but you know what? I was outside. I threw the ball with the dog. I met a friend for lunch because I couldn't do anything. So
mm-hmm.
it was a lovely
mm-hmm.
day.
Yes, I bet it was.
Yes, with a lovely ending, thanks to you girls.
Yeah, when my brother fell and broke his hip, he pretty much was off the internet for a long, long time. And he, you know, he had to concentrate on every step that he took, and he was very diligent about doing his exercise. And he's just concentrating on healing himself, but he had stopped. I guess every now and then they'd watch TV, but basically he was off. Unplugged, and he got used to it. He got used to it. I don't even think he's that much back on as it is. So, but I personally, you know, we pretty much do what we do, and it has a lot to do with the internet.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
And
Absolutely.
Even the computer charting thing. I took my first course last night. It was really not as bad as you would think. It actually looks like it's going to be pretty easy just because of what we do online. It
right.
all kind of makes flows like that. You have to understand the system, and then I feel like it speaks to you and tells you what it expects, you know. You have to,
so
but
that's
it has
good.
A, yeah, you have to communicate with it.
It's amazing.
Well, good luck to both of you. I'm so excited that you are on the show.
Thank
and,
you very
oh my
much.
Gosh.
Yeah,
I can't believe how the time flew.
I know, it
I
did,
know.
Didn't it?
Just because it was a fun, relaxing, non-competitive, mm-hmm. loving experience.
Right. right. You're absolutely right. It's true.
So
I really appreciate you having us, Kate. It was great.
Yes, let's keep past the actual finished show around and have everybody enjoy it. So
it will be wonderful. Thank you again, and I hope you ladies have a wonderful evening.
Well,
I
before
will.
We go, we
Thank
should
you.
We
yes.
before we go, do we want to give our websites where people
yes,
can find
ahead.
Us and the wonderful
yes,
work
ahead.
We're doing? All right, mine
yes,
is www.marymcmanus. .com, that's MCMANUS, and you can link to my blog, you can link to my YouTube channel, see my Road on the Boston Marathon, Poetry in Motion, all that good stuff.
So www.marymcmanus.com.
Yes.
There you go. And then we have troubledthedog.net, right?
Troubledthedog.net, yes. And you can see all about our Two Soldiers campaign, you know, where we're trying to raise money to bring some more dogs down there. And now I have people contacting me about soldiers, you know, that are in Afghanistan. And I had someone contact me the other day about a soldier that had some post-traumatic stress syndrome in San Diego, so we'd really like to keep that thing going, so maybe people can take a particular look at that page.
Yeah, and that particular project is called
Two
what
Soldiers.
Is that called? Okay.
It's called Two Soldiers. It's right on our website.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. I see it. I just brought
oh,
that
yeah.
up.
Oh, yeah. So I put pictures of our visit, and, you know, the real tough pictures we couldn't put on, but believe me, they need these guys need a smile.
Trouble the dog is just the answer.
And he's the answer. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it gave them such pleasure to be able to take trouble and know that they were going to be able to give them to their children. You know, it was a great day. We're going to do it again no matter what.
That's so sweet.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you very much.
Well,
love to you both.
Your prayer block, Kate.
Well, it could be www.praytoheal.com. So that gets you there and you can navigate. So it's www.praytoheal.com.
Amen.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your support. Thank you.
We appreciate
you. I love
you. Thank
you
very, very
much.
Okay. Love you both. We'll talk to
you. Thank you, Mary.
Have a good night.
Okay. Love you both. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
I'm going to play
good night.
Music
Bye-bye.
For mother and child, and here it is.